AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The UN Security Council has been meeting on Gaza, and Ed Donahue reports it's highlighting the growing isolation of the U.S.
One representative after another expressed horror at Hamas's attack and Israel's ongoing military offensive in Gaza. Mohammed Ishaq Dar is Pakistan's foreign minister.
Gaza has become a graveyard for the humanity as well as for the global conscience.
U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz says it's regrettable the council convened the meeting on the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah.
The charade is disappointing.
Waltz says the push for Palestinian statehood gives Hamas incentive to keep holding hostages. Ambassador Danny Danon says Israel is committed to continue the war.
Until we bring back all the hostages, and until Hamas is out of the game completely.
The U.S. has rejected resolutions calling for an immediate ceasefire. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Palestinian medical charity says Israel destroyed its main center in Gaza City after ordering its evacuation. The six-story building was reduced to rubble. It was one of the main facilities in the city, providing blood services and trauma care. President Trump had a busy day at the United Nations, telling the General Assembly of his foreign policy achievements and blasting the world body for not living up to its potential. He also warned European nations their green energy and migration policies would ruin them. Later, he met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and followed that up with a pivot in a social media post, saying he now believes Ukraine can win back all territory it's lost to Russia with NATO's help. Ryan Ruth has been found guilty of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump at a Florida golf course last year. David Fisher on what happened after the verdict was read.
Mr. Ruth grabbed the pin and started stabbing toward his neck. Didn't look like he drew any blood, but the marshals that were in the courtroom immediately rushed over, grabbed him, escorted him out of the courtroom.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as the market took a break from a seemingly relentless rally. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 88 points, about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 0.9%. All three indexes set their latest all-time highs on Monday. Nvidia was the heaviest weight on the market. The huge chip company fell 2.8%. The stock market has been racing back this year after hitting a bottom in April. Now the gains have become so big, even the head of the Federal Reserve said Tuesday that stocks look like they're at fairly high values. Seth Sutel, New York.
After announcing last week it's investing $5 billion into rival Intel, NVIDIA is now investing $100 billion in OpenAI, part of a partnership that will add at least 10 gigawatts of NVIDIA AI data centers to ramp up the computing power of OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.